Hello, welcome to Slimming World podcast. It is awesome to have you on board. Yeah, we're rounding off September with a bit of positivity today and some stats because, Anna, you know that I love a stat.
If I was going to buy you a present and I didn't know what to get, it would be something statistic related. That's how much you love them.
Fortunately, the Slimming World head office team also know that I love a stat, and they have delivered to my desk a fresh survey which came out just a few weeks ago. It is called the same title of the episode, Diet Fad or Fact. So we'll be digging into that to work out this idea around, does it really pay off if we're looking for quick fixes and we tap into some of these, you know, diet myths? We want that quick fix to get it off and move on with our life. What does that mean? Does it work? We'll listen, we'll read some of those stats in a moment. But we are on Zoom today. I probably sound a little bit weird because I'm in an empty room. I've just recently moved house and I have nothing in this room that I'm in. So I sound like I'm in an echo chamber / garbage can, as the Americans would say.
She's in prison. That's where you are. You're in prison. Don't lie. She's coming from HMP. Can you imagine? That's how rumors start. She's banged up, people. She's banged up.
But I'm still on plan.
Yeah, exactly. Still food optimizing wherever she can.
We are delighted to have you. And today we've also got a guest, and a guest that I don't know, but Anna does know, because Anna knows everybody in Slimming World, it seems.
Something like that. But I get to work alongside our lovely guest. I'm very privileged.
Do you want to introduce Mary then?
She's just done it. I feel like we need a drum roll. Well, we are joined by the one and only Mary Watkins, who is our top target consultant 2024.
Woo! How's it going, Mary? How are you?
Oh, I am very well today. I've got to say, I am very excited to be here and to meet you two lovely ladies. I'm an avid podcast listener. So, yeah, this is exciting for me.
Good. So you're a podcast listener. You have been a member for a good while. You're a consultant. You're also part of the online events team as well. And now you've got this new accolade, top target consultant. Do you want to explain to people who aren't necessarily part of the Slimming World family what that title means?
Oh, okay. So we run competitions for our members throughout the year, but also as consultants, there is the Top Target Consultant competition every year. And that's for any of the consultants who have reached their target weight and been maintaining that for a year or more. So me as a member, I lost 7 stone with Slimming World, and that was back in 2016. I reached my target in 2017. So I've been maintaining that weight loss now for, well, it was 7 years when I became their top target consultant, but we're over 7.5 now. It's just life changing, and it's given me the opportunity to be able to talk about my own experience of weight loss, about maintaining weight, about changing habits and making those habits stick. And honestly, it's the biggest privilege ever. Because it's about being slim for life, and that's what we all want when we try and lose weight. We want to lose it forever. We don't want to lose it, put it back on, and have to keep trying to lose it again. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like, both me and Anna have been on that rodeo, haven't we, Anna? Where before we met Slimming World, we tried a few varieties of quick fixes, shall we call it. And even then, we lost weight, put it back on. I've certainly described myself as a yo-yo dieter for many years, and I really was on quite a restricted diet, and I thought that I almost had to punish myself, I think. But when I joined Slimming World, it was almost like learning a different language, I think, about my relationship to food. And it sounds like when Anna and I were sent the latest survey that we're not alone. 2,000 people were surveyed as part of this research. And it said that more than half of UK adults say they have followed a fad diet in an attempt to lose weight. And of those, more than a third could only stick to a fad diet for 6 days or less. 71% didn't get the loss they wanted, and 11% said they actually gained weight during the process. Mm. As if you need to make this any more difficult, that's what I was thinking.
I know, but desperate times, desperate measures. I mean, I did fad diets before the internet existed, really. And the things that we would do and try, I won't even go into. But I think now with the world of the internet, there is just at the type of, at end of your phone, isn't there? Tap of a button, you can go and find something that you think in that height of desperation is going to sort you right out, fix all your problems. They sell you a dream, don't they, social media, and you soon realise that it unravels. I mean, the thing about only sticking to it for 6 days, how desperate did we feel at the end of 6 days? We feel like nothing's going to work. So this really resonated with me.
The thing that it does highlight here is that members, when they tapped into Slimming World members, 93% of Slimming World members say that since joining the evidence-based program, they feel better equipped with the tools and strategies needed for long-term weight loss. And that's where we thought we'd bring you in, Mary, because it feels like to some of us who have reached target, bounced out, or taking a long time to get there, it feels like this mythical place that you find yourself. And we're almost like, how do I get there? What is it that you're doing? How do I do what you're doing? And it's one thing to lose the amount of weight that you lost, but it's another thing keeping it off for such a long time. My opening question really is, how hard has it been to keep it off?
That's interesting, really, because it's about changing your relationship with food. And so over a long time, through my weight loss, I was able to change that relationship with food and make food optimizing my normal, make food optimizing my go-to food. So now I'd say it's not that hard. Like, I have to be mindful and I have to think about it. I mean, you have to think about what you're eating and you have to make healthy choices. But because you want to, and because you really enjoy the fact that you feel happy and healthy in your own skin, you feel much more energetic, there are so many benefits. All those non-scales victories, living your life without that burden of feeling overweight is so worth it that you just want to do it and it becomes natural. I food optimize on a daily basis because my go-to foods have changed to free foods. That's what I choose instinctively, and that's not what I used to choose when I wasn't slim.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Go on, you go, Claire.
I was just going to say, with that idea of you saying it's just what you do, that phrase around like slim for life, I think some people might fear the idea that they need to, I don't know, follow a plan for life. But actually what you're saying is, it's just what I do now and I enjoy it. And it doesn't sound like there's any sacrifice to that.
No, there's no sacrifice to that. There are certain habits that I sometimes have to readdress because, you know, who doesn't? We're going to have those foods and drinks that we are from time to time going to want to overconsume and maybe start overconsuming a little bit again. But then you go, oh no, wait there. That's not helping me right now. So I'll think about that again and go, oh yeah, remember when you used to just have that or used to measure that and that's fine. And you go back to it again. But it is that making it normal. My relationship with food before wasn't a healthy relationship with food. My normal relationship with food wasn't healthy. And now my relationship with food is healthy. My normal is free food, third of a plate of speed food. But we know as Slimming World members, the foods that we can eat as much of as we want to are just normal foods and they're great. You know, I can eat spaghetti bolognese, pasta bake, curry, cottage pie, whatever I fancy, the foods are there. It's just working out the proportions for some of the extra ingredients that I might want to be included, or I'm just including stuff I can eat as much of as I like. And I always put veg on my plate. I think it's a really healthy thing to do. A third of my plate is filled with vegetables. That's just normal. It doesn't take any extra effort. It's not a hardship. It's just there. But I think the main thing is living your life not feeling like you want to lose weight. And that's something that it's taken quite a long time to come to terms with. That it's okay.
Oh, right. So going from a weight loss consistently to just sitting there in that lane. So many people struggle with that bit. So talk to us about that, because there'll be people listening who can really identify with that, say what you're saying.
Because you spent so long trying to lose weight that sometimes you might be a bit scared of what it's like when you're not, and trusting yourself and believing in yourself, and not getting on the scales and feeling scared of a number. Like it does, like as a target member, you get a target range to stay within as a member. But in terms of being a healthy person, I wanted to be someone who was in a healthy BMI. That's what I wanted for myself. And I am. And sometimes I'm a bit higher and sometimes I'm a bit lower, and that doesn't matter anymore. Get to the point where the number on the scales doesn't matter. It's the healthy choices you're making, how you feel in your own skin. Am I drinking a little bit too much wine? Maybe I need to look at that again for myself, or whatever it is. But your normal foods on a normal daily basis are the foods that we know we can eat as much of as we like, fill ourselves up, they're healthy choices, and that's a great dinner.
Do you think that being there keeps you there? Does that make sense? Like you, the reason you want to be there, because we speak to so many gorgeous title winners, and they say that what empowers them is that feeling of that success, the joy they get, the things that they can do now. I mean, is that what keeps you making those brilliant choices and allows that new habit to have formed?
Yeah, because I love what it's done for me and I love how it makes me feel. And I get up in the morning and look in the mirror and feel happy about what I see. And I used to get up in the morning, look in the mirror and feel upset, ashamed, not, I suppose, I mean, it's hard to describe because you don't necessarily notice it on a daily basis. But when you're not thinking it, then you really notice it. And it's not a way to start your day to look in the mirror, cleaning your teeth, thinking, I wish I could lose weight. I don't like how my face, I don't like what my body looks like. I don't feel healthy. And those things are in there. You might not necessarily hear that voice, but it's in there. And now I get up in the morning, get dressed, like what I'm wearing, and it makes you feel good. And I can storm up the hill with the boys on the way to school, and it feels good. I could go for a run, and it feels good. And I will never take that away from myself. It's not, no food is worth it. No food or drink or anything is worth my own health.
Do you know, Mary, you say, I mean, I'm just wowed because you're so infectious in the way you talk, don't you think, Claire? But it sounds to me how it comes across is it's quite simple for you, and I'm sure it hasn't been. There are people listening here probably thinking, I've tried everything. Help me here. How do you get to the point you were to the point you are now? Because you've been there for 7 years, but you lost seven over 7 stones. I mean, how do you start the ball rolling? Because it's not an easy place to get to where you are, is it?
No, and it took me a long time to join a group. It took me a very long time. It's not anything that I tried before. I tried some fads. I tried some stuff on my own. I tried some things that made me very miserable. So I lost weight and put it back on, and then more, and then tried something else. Never really understood what I was doing. Never really understood the nutrition behind it all or anything. I think when I joined a Slimming World group, I just felt relieved that I could eat. I love food. We're real foodies. Absolutely love to eat. And you can eat whatever you want. Some things you need to measure out, or you might substitute an ingredient for something else, but you're just eating normal foods. And it's then, I suppose, reminding yourself that just because somebody else is eating something else, that doesn't mean you have to. And just make, I suppose I just made it about me, my health, my well-being, my priority, and I just followed the plan. Like, I mean, the three steps of food optimizing are simple. The effort that it takes isn't simple. All the effort is in the planning, the thinking ahead, the making the choices, but it is choice power, and we always have a choice. So if we do enough preparation, a bit of thinking about it, we can make that choice because we know it's a choice. When we're in those who haven't thought about it, we're in the moment, you feel out of control of it all, what can you do? It's really hard to make. That's a really hard choice because that's a lot of saying no. Whereas say yes to the foods that you want to eat, the weight loss you want to get, how you want to feel, the success you want to have. And you can make that choice, and that's empowering. So I suppose I made myself feel good by making those good choices rather than feeling deprived because I wasn't eating some foods that I love. Yeah, which I can still eat in the right amount.
Yeah, it's so key, isn't it? Because you can see from some of the responses in this research, you know, people talking about feeling like, you know, a quarter of adults who tried to lose weight following one of these fad diets said they believe weight loss could only be achieved through restrictive or extreme diets. Mm. And that's really heartbreaking to know. You know, but here they're talking about when you're flooded with all this misinformation on social media, and you know, we get desperate to lose the weight. You there mentioned about the feeling of shame. I didn't have a full length mirror for I think it was either 5 years or 7 years. It was a very number of years. I only ever took photos from my shoulders upwards, because I didn't want to really face the reality of where I'd got to. And yet when it comes to this lasting weight loss, that the research that has gone behind this process, this evidence-backed research that Somerville has done for more than half a century, shows how important it is to get this effective, healthy, sustainable approach. I mean, there was one sentence that you said there where that really blew my head off, really, as someone who has being on a weight loss journey for a number of years, is the scales don't really matter. And that, I mean, that just blows my mind, really, because I've worried about what the numbers on the scales have been for so long that I'm almost, I don't know what it'd be like to not, but I want to get to that place where I'm finding a happy balance. That those are the two words that come to my mind when I read people's journeys like you, who are Diamond members of multiple years. This kind of happy balance of what that looks like and how you live your life. So it's really interesting just to see how are you flexing, adapting your new normal, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, some days my food optimized 100%. I eat free food, third plate speed food. I'll measure my healthy extras because that's just a normal thing for me to do. And I'm within that weight loss amount since, because I might have been a bit higher than I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just do some full on days. And then other days, I suppose my go-to is if I have extra, it's like as a Target member, you do have a different version of the plan. There are extra healthy extras. You can have extra sins a few days a week, and you can still think of it within those terms. But what's lovely is that I've got to a point where, because I know my food is basically free food and speed food, if I put things in it that are not free foods and speed foods, I know what they are and how much I put in. And I know when I've had A choices and B choices, you know, and when I've had those extra calories in kind, but healthy extra calories in terms of dairy and fibre and stuff like that, I know where I've added those in. And if I want a few extras of those, that's all right. I can have those. It's not going to put 7 stone back on me. It's just that I would like to put milk in my porridge and have a latte and have some cheese on my jacket potato. And that's all good. That's all fine. But, you know, there are some times when I'm going out for a really nice meal on Friday night, which I'm very excited about. It's like a tasting menu. We're going with friends. There's going to be cocktails. I don't worry about that. I don't need to think about that or worry about it. When I was losing weight, I'd have thought about that and I've had a plan for my whole week. Now I don't need to. Mm-hmm. I don't need to.
Because it's life.
Yeah. It's life because the majority of my plates of food are free food, with a third of a plate of speed food. I would never not cook extra veg and stick it on my plate.
I love that.
So I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Do you know, Mary, one of the first times I ever met you, we did an event all about the power of saying yes. And I've never forgot this encounter, because what I remember feeling from you is you didn't feel you were sacrificing or giving up anything to create the person you are now. You were gaining something so magnificent that the choices came easily because of where your head was at. And I have to tell you, changing my thought space in actually I'm saying yes to the vegetables because the vegetables are great for me. They're going to give me energy. They're going to, you know, fill me up and I'm going to lose weight. changed my journey. And I think where people really struggle is they go into this feeling restricted, feeling scared, feeling like life has to be so different. Did you, as someone losing 7 stone, still enjoy your life, still have fun? Because that's where a lot of people, when they're trying to lose weight, kind of fall down, don't they? They restrict so much.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think my weight loss was in the course of a year, and it's now been gone for 7 years. So there was a period of time where I was really, really focused on, and obviously there were some days where I didn't food optimize 100%. Of course there were. We went on holiday. It was my sister's wedding. There was other friends' weddings. There's birthdays. There's Christmas. There's all the things that happened during that year. And you just think about them and make yourself a plan that means that you're not going way, way over on, you know, those high calorie, high fat, potentially trigger foods. You make a plan that you're happy with, because there's so much food to eat. I mean, there's always something to eat. There's always free food, speed food to eat. And if you choose to eat something else, you choose to eat something else. And that's okay, because it's coming from you. Like, all my choices came from me. I'm not saying that was easy. That takes commitment, it takes dedication, but when you see why you're doing it, when you see that it's working for you, because a commitment to food optimizing 7 days gives you a great result. A commitment to food optimizing 14 days, 21 days, 28 days, they give you great results. There might be the odd day there here and there because, you know, it was my friend's wedding, or we were doing, or it was a hen do or something that means that it's not, you know, 100% food optimized, but because of the planning and the thought that I put into the rest of the week, that day, you still make it work. It still works. And I do hear a lot, you know, people say, oh, you've got to live, haven't you? I'm like, I live so much better than I lived before. I can do so many more things. My mental health, my physical health, everything about me, the energy that I have is so much better. And that's because I eat better, I feel better, I'm a healthy person, and I wasn't before. And I'm just not prepared to change that. But it is saying yes to things and trusting in yourself and making a decision. It takes effort. It takes effort to change. I think people think maybe for me it was easy.
Make it look easy.
But I mean, it's just really good food. So get your head into a place of why wouldn't I? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? I can eat spaghetti bolognese. I love a spag bol. I love a curry. I love normal food. I can feed the whole family. I can eat all this. I can be nice and full. I'm full. That was the thing. I was full. I love food. I'm always eating. I'm nice and full. And it's the satisfaction, you know, I'm not looking for loads and loads of other bits and pieces because I'm really full and satisfied. And I do think choose foods that are going to feed your soul. There's loads of food in that food optimizing book. There's free food that you love. So plan that. Eat that. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want to eat burgers and tacos and all that jazz? Of course you do. And you can. You just got to plan to do it. Otherwise, you end up somewhere else.
Do you know, I think that's really fascinating for me when I used to pick fad diets was because I didn't want to change. I wanted a short, sharp burst of restricting so then I could go back to eating everything. And I think where that comes from, and the research brings it up, is not researching the effectiveness of what I was doing. It says that 44% of the people questioned didn't research things before they've tried it. And I really believe that's probably because we just want to get it done and we'll just pick anything that comes to mind. But with food optimizing, it's what I love about it, and I think we all do, is that you don't have to give up anything. You just have to change the way in which the direction of what you used to take goes, don't you? And what you said before is feeding your soul, because it's so much more than just what goes in your tummy.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the effort in making sure you've got the food around, that you know what you're going to have. Like, I suppose for my first 5 months of weight loss, I planned breakfast, lunch and dinner. So I knew, but planning takes a bit of time to begin with. But, you know, because you're learning where everything fits in and what you fancy and how to make it food optimized. But as you go along, it doesn't take that long at all. And you get your new magazine or a new cookbook or whatever, and you pick which things that you quite fancy eating and add those into your plan and your breakfast and your lunches. I mean, I'm a believer in leftovers, just eat leftovers for lunch and stuff like that. Just easy, make it easy because you can. And it works, it works. It works, but this is good nutrition, this is filling up. This is not eat less, move more, which I've tried a lot of and ended up nearly falling down and thinking it's healthy to, or not healthy, thinking it's good that I'm feeling exhausted, dizzy, hungry, because I've been in the gym for ages and I haven't fed myself properly, but I'll lose weight like this. It's not healthy and it's not sustainable. Look at those foods in the food optimizing, but look at those free foods. It's healthy foods. And then other foods are also healthy foods, but they might be higher in fats and calories and things. So we're just going to control the amount while we want to lose weight. But afterwards, we can be adding those in the right portions and maintain.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that there are, you know, a load of nutritionists, registered dietitians that are working behind the scenes at Slimming World, looking into these things that are free foods, that has always appealed to me with my stat head on, the evidence kind of aspect. And you're right, Anna, because, you know, there can be people who see a trend on social media platform and then like, oh, yeah, I'll do that so I can get the same results. It's not about that. But there is, in the research, there's someone called Dr. Amanda Avery, who is Slimming World's health and research consultant dietitian. And Amanda says, this really stood out to me, it's completely understandable that people want to believe there's a miracle quick fix to weight loss, but quite simply, there isn't one. Losing weight and keeping it off isn't easy. It requires change, which can be challenging. And that's why choosing an evidence-based approach and making sure you have support along the way is so important. And that section of the kind of article just really stood out to me. It was almost like acknowledging, you know, quite simply, there isn't a miracle here. And also acknowledging that it isn't easy trying to change habits, change behaviors that we've had for years takes time. It's like, you know, you were saying that the first 5 months you're planning all of your meals. But that's just because it's new, right? And then once you get into the groove and you know naturally what you buy on your shopping list. I think we've spoken to Sam and Sophie a couple of weeks ago, who were the two Together winners, didn't we, Anna? And they were saying they spent like two or 3 hours in the supermarket when they first joined, because there's a little barcode zapper that you can zap and you can find out, you know, what kind of has it got? Is it a healthy extra A or B in terms of nutritional? Is it a free food, or has it actually got part of your SINs allowance? And just that it takes time to build up that knowledge, I suppose, and also acknowledging that it will take time is not always something that people want to hear.
Yeah, because of course we're all looking for a quick fix, but you're right, it doesn't exist. But I've got to say, food optimizing feels like magic if you really do it and really commit to it and let it, like, be excited by it. Feel that kind of magic that you get. And then it gives you a bit of inner glow, that kind of Slimming World glow that comes with that increased confidence that you can do this and you can change your habits and look at food in a different way. Look at how it's supporting your health and your well-being. Well, you know, there's so many tasty things to eat that can do that. And then have a little bit of the other bits and pieces that you fancy, because nothing is off the menu. Nothing is off the menu. But if we do want to lose weight, if we do want to maintain a healthy lifestyle, we have to make healthy choices. We can't just go back to the other choices afterwards. And I think when you look at people who are slim, you might think it's easy for them, but they're making healthy choices. They're looking at a menu and going, I'm going to eat that because it's healthier. I look at a menu and I'm like, what's got the most free food in it? And as a Target member, I'm like, long-term Target member, I'm like, right, where's my head at today? Do I want that one? I'm going to choose that one and I'm going to have a pudding. because you can.
And you can live that life that you wanted to create. And, you know, as hard as it can be to make the choices to lose weight, I think when you are focused on the benefits you're going to get and the payoff, that's when it becomes so much easier. Actually, if I do this, you said before, for 7 days, I get amazing results. But if I do it for 21, 28 days, 3 months, that's when it's going to pay off. That's when my knees aren't going to hurt. Actually, I'm going to be able to get to the top of the stairs and be able to breathe. I'm going to be able to get on this, you know, ride at the fair and not get trapped in it. And it's those things that start to keep you motivated as you go on, don't you think? The weight loss and the life you gain. So it's knowing that there is a starting point and we all have one. And actually, the moment you start, the joy starts to begin. I always say this to my new members: now it's time to have fun. We're going to feed you lots of food and you're going to have some fun. But we don't always feel like that when we start something, do we?
No, yeah. Not at all. And notice those things along the way. Claire, you must have noticed them as you go. It's those things like your watch strap. My watch strap would get smaller and smaller. Yeah. Just even washing my face and being able to kind of... So I've said true. This to people before who've never had, who's never been overweight.
Yes.
When you notice, like, you've suddenly got some cheekbones, like your skull feels different when you wash your hair. Like, just all these little tiny things that... tell you that you're making progress.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it's a good way to round up, isn't it, really? And pose the question to, you know, you who are listening, what choices do you need to make this week?
Maybe today. That's
today, yeah. Even. Yeah, right now. Is there a choice that you need to make? And if you are someone who is falling into mixed habits, maybe you've been a member for a while and you're not seeing the results that you want, are you making the right choices? Are there maybe some choices that you're like, actually, I forgot about that one? How can you make better choices? How can you make healthier choices that mean that you choose to live and find your happy balance forever, not just for today or this hour, but forever? What is it that you need to do? I mean, it's certainly going to be a subject I'm going to go away and scribble in my journal after this one.
I can see Claire's head. Yes. Yeah, Mary, knowing Claire, I can see she's going to listen to this over again and her mind is going bang, 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 bang.
Quotes.
I love it.
It's like, I feel like we've got to come to Mary for the quotes. Like,
yes.
you're just plopping them straight
she
down.
Does bombs, yeah. These little bombs she drops off.
Yeah. So one of my favourites is, give it all you've got and it will give you everything you've ever wanted.
Oh.
It really will. That inner target member in you is cheering you on. Okay. They're living that life. They're desperate to start it. And all you just need to do is be consistent. Mm. Food optimized consistently, free food, speed food, measure your healthy extras, like actually measure them. And actually measure them every time and actually count the sins and be honest with yourself. Because
yeah.
The only person who misses out if you're not honest is you. And you're doing it for you. Of course you're doing it for you. And so many people benefit, but our health should be a top priority for ourselves. It absolutely should. And it's okay. It's okay to do that. Doesn't mean that you've not prioritising the rest of the people you're looking out for and your job and all that stuff. Just that means you're just as important. And you are.
Yeah. Just before we finish, I've got to ask, right, on your shelf behind you, like podcast listeners won't know this, but is that your, like, award? It's like something with a star in it. What are these awards on your shelf?
Yeah, so I've got a couple up here. I've got this is my Gold Consultant Award.
Very hard to get that
Very
Gold Consultant Award. Never got that myself. I'm coming after you. Coattails, Mary.
Come on, Anna. This is my Top Target Consultant Semi-Finalist Award. So this is what everyone who goes to the Top Target Consultant competition gets. I get my actual Top Target Award in November on the stage at the Slimming Body Awards Hall, which I am so stupidly excited about.
Can't wait to see it.
And what's the photo on the top shelf? What's that?
So this is a photo taken from the Top Target Consultant competition day. And here is all the amazing ladies who were in the final.
Oh.
So there was like There's a lot of us there, yeah, and there's the ladies who are in the final. And honestly, I was astounded to be the winner. Mm. We were in a room full of people with so many amazing weight loss stories. And these weight loss stories are in every Slimming World group in the country and online members as well, because food optimizing works if we really do it. Mm. And just hearing them was just the best day. It's so inspiring. People's stories of life-changing, life-saving, life-changing weight loss through Slimming World. It's just amazing.
Whoa, well, thank you for the tour of your shelf.
Oh, what a nice shelf you've got, love.
We'll put that on our Instagram if that's okay, because, you know, if anyone who is an online member maybe sees you doing one of the events, now they'll know what's on Mary's shelf.
Also, there's loads of... I know, what's on the shelf? There's loads of Slimming World cookbooks up there too.
There's some more kitchen. There's, oh, it's full, isn't it? Oh,
brilliant. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Mary. Congratulations. I mean, I hope you really get to celebrate in November as well. It's really just been fantastic just to really get that clarity from somebody who knows what it is like and has walked in those shoes, walked down the road, so that, you know, a few of us who are maybe a couple of steps or service stations away know what the destination looks like.
It's worth getting there. It really is. Really worth it.
Right, Anna, we... I can't remember what we're doing next week.
I'm speechless. That's where I'm at. You know me, I've always got a word for something. I'm just sat here just absorbing the Mary through the screens.
I know what we're effect.
Doing. Do next, you? I'm glad you do.
Next week, it's a members only episode, and we are digging into this planning for the week ahead. We are getting into this idea around mini targets, action targets, how to really make the most. If you're a group member, you'll have image therapy. If you're an online member, you'll have the online community, the online events. So we're going to dig into that so that you can really laser in what it is you need for the week ahead. Some tips, some tricks, some knowledge, some facts, some stats. We've got it all. Right. And in a couple of weeks, we're talking about food. No surprises there. It's all about eating the food you love. So that's what's coming up on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully you will stick around. Do follow us if you're on Apple or Spotify or the usual places. And if you're curious about joining our lovely, crazy Slimming World crew, you can find out more on slimmingworld.co.uk. You can type in your postcode, find a group that is near you at a time and a location that will suit, that's best for you. Or you can join the as an online member, and then you may get to potentially hear from Mary in an event. Or Anna as well.
Or us both together. It has been known. Yeah.
So do check that out, slimmingworld.co.uk. But yeah, quotes, my head is filled with quotes. We will share some of these quotes on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast as well. There you can see our faces and the weird things that me and Anna get up to behind the scenes. Yeah, Anna's just doing weird faces right now. Thank you so much. Thanks, Mary.
She's waving.
Oh, she's waving.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. Like, I'm like life goal ticked off right
oh,
there.
Bless
she's been on
you.
The podcast.
Have a great week. We will see you very soon. Take care.
Bye for now.